Hello.
What's going on?
A lot. I've ate my Kit Kat. Nice. How do you eat Kit Kat?
I just ate it.
It is chompy chomp.
Yeah.
I go top layer.
What do you mean layer? Top layer?
Not the top of it.
Oh.
On the bottom?
The stick, like the rise. Okay.
Like the top chocolate bit.
Oh.
Bottom chocolate bit. Sides. Wafer.
Cool. All right. So on this week's episode, we're doing a mental wellness check on Danica because that doesn't fucking seem right. Okay. That's nuts.
More so on like a chunky because there's just more surface.
Right. Okay.
But I also, yeah, I will do it for a normal one as well.
The only time I'm ever like eating something like that.
Deconstructing a snack.
I'm deconstructing my food. Is with like a Magnum or something where it's an ice cream covered in chocolate.
Mm.
I'll bite the chocolate crack off of it
and
then I'll just eat the ice cream by itself.
I'll deconstruct a wagon wheel as well. Fucking love a good wagon wheel.
I'm so glad you brought it up.
Oh,
I hate wagon wheels.
Do you?
That just shocked you.
Oh my god, really? Why?
Growing up, mum loved wagon wheels. Like, we'd always have like the giant ones in the fridge, and then I don't know what it is. I don't like jam in a dessert. Like a donut, for example.
Yeah, you don't like jam donuts, do you?
I hate jam. And I don't like cream in things or custard in things either. Freaks me out. It's the textures just don't go.
Unreal.
Yeah. So don't give me a wagon wheel ever.
It's fine. Me and Jackie will share them.
She'll love it. We just buy a ton.
I'm going to bring wagon wheels to camping.
Oh, she can't have them anymore.
She's
diabetic.
We'll get her blood sugar real low, then she can have one and go back up to normal.
We'll get her unconscious.
Yeah, perfect.
And then we'll go from there. Oh, man, what's been happening? What's new?
Your socks are fun.
I'm wearing shark socks, everyone. Partly because they look sick and partly because they were the only matching socks that I could find.
Yeah, bet. Facts. I still need to do my laundry. What's been going on?
You have some big news.
That's some big news. Everyone, so it was, where were we? We were at the pub watching the footy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get an email saying that there's a position that's become available in the Pimpala Ward for City of Onkaparinga as an elected member. So for those that have no idea how local government works, City of Onkaparinga is my council. And because the area is so big, it's broken up into wards. So, like, the City of Onkaparinga is broken up into sections, and each section has two elected members that form council. So, council make decisions for the community, essentially.
Yeah. Just watch Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Essentially, it's Parks and Rec. Anyway, a guy's retired in City of Pimpala. The elected member has retired. And so his position's now become available. So I get an email while I'm at the pub saying that registration for nomination closes the Thursday just gone. And I was like, who would make a great elected member? I would make a great elected member.
Personally, I think I would be great.
Right? So while I'm having a few drinky poos at the pub, I'm filling out my nomination form. And I leave it for a bit. Because I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's like a conflict of interest with work. I need to double check work. Work's given it the all clear. So this Thursday just got, no, the Wednesday, I submitted my nomination. By Friday, my name was on a ballot paper. And now I'm running as an elected member for council.
But
wasn't on my 2024 bingo card.
But wait, it gets better because you're not just running. You have 2 weeks until
running.
The vote.
News to me, running also means campaigning, which is crazy because so there's 11 people in total that have nominated, including myself, and half of them have been campaigning since like February for this position. People have decals on their car being like vote one so-and-so, and people have been door knocking and attending events and posting on their pages. I only made my page for my campaign on Friday. I have zero posts. People keep messaging me asking for me to get in contact with them to tell them what my vision is. My vision's 18-10 at best. Oscar Wilde will vouch for that. any other vision, I can't help you. I would love to know my vision too. Caitlin, I have appointed as my campaign manager. She's been doing a great job, honestly. She doesn't get paid, but she should get paid. You should bring that up with HR. like, I was literally having coffee with Beck and Caitlin after Pilates yesterday, and I was just like, what am I doing? Like, what made me think that this would be a good... Like, I can't be left unattended. Things are just too easy. Like, make it harder to like, put in a nomination.
It's just like...
It was too simple.
The way I see it now is you're committed, right? Your name is
my name is everywhere.
Everywhere, okay? We just have to, within the next 2 weeks, make this look as credible.
Yep, yep.
As possible.
Yep.
And survive the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Will you win? I don't think you're going to win.
No, we're not. We're being very realistic.
But I think let's just protect the name. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's add some credit to the name. Why was no one like, okay, think about it and see if this is something that you really want to do. If it is, then like put in the work now for elections that's coming up in a couple of years' time.
To be fair, if I had known you had 2 weeks until the vote, I would have said don't do it.
Yeah, like I had no idea.
That's a bit nuts.
I didn't think people took this much, like, you know, were campaigning for so long. If I had known that people were doing it since the beginning of the year, I wouldn't have. Like, give me more information.
But here we are.
Anyway.
So now, this week, you now have to go to a candidate speaking event.
Forum. Yeah, so tomorrow night is a candidate forum where all the candidates, they're invited to come. You don't have to go. But the community are also invited and it's their opportunity to meet the candidates and ask questions.
We don't even know what questions to expect, let alone how to answer them.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going in purely blind. I have no idea what kind of questions they're going to ask, what information they're going to want from me. And you know what's even harder is every single time someone asks, so tell us a bit about yourself. I know nothing about this bitch right here. I don't know who she is.
And that's the easiest question.
I don't know what she does.
Okay. Let's role play based on what we've done so far, practice-wise. Okay.
Yeah, I have done nothing, but okay.
What do you plan to bring to the count to the city of Onkaparinga?
What was your name again, sorry?
My name's Caitlin.
Caitlin, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for your question.
Anytime.
I really appreciate you being here tonight. So glad you asked. I want to bring a fresh voice to the city of Onkaparinga. I come from a demographic and like a group where I feel like their voice isn't encouraged or heard and it's not really prevalent. So being someone who is younger and has grown up in the city of Onkaparinga my whole entire life, I feel like I understand the history of the community. And I want to be able to be a voice for the people that don't necessarily feel that their voice is heard.
Nice. So one of your, I guess, opponents mm-hmm. is very passionate about council rates mm-hmm. and wants to abolish council rates. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on council rates?
I feel like there needs to be accountability and transparency with council spend. And I feel...
so proud.
And I feel like what we really need to aim for is value for money when it comes to council rates. Council rates are always going to be a thing, but let's really put in the effort and get the work done to make it value for money for the community.
Me and the crowd. Hear, hear.
Motion carried.
Like applauded.
Standing ovation.
This is really good so far.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Give me a hard one.
Okay, so we haven't really, like, you're obviously a new face to this. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't seen you at my local netball club and my local RSL. Mm-hmm. Why now? Why are you coming into council now?
So I've had a recent career change, and through my work, I've had a lot of involvement with local government and state government, done a lot of reviews with them. So have a, why are you looking at me like that? You don't reckon?
No, I feel like because immediately council and government are so finicky.
You reckon?
They're going to think like, alarm bells.
Would that not make me sound credible though?
Yeah, but like credibility for like a resume and then the general public, two different things.
Yeah, okay.
Like I think people will start to delve into it and it will be like a red flag.
Okay. Okay. So don't talk about work.
No.
Okay.
I think you should go down the path of like you have always been a member of the community, like you're very passionate about supporting local businesses and local cafes. Mm-hmm. Like have a few local businesses in mind maybe that you know of, right? Yep. You love walking. You love the local parks and reserves, yep. Right? You have been an underdog in society, but that's what makes you the perfect candidate because you've been listening and observing for all these years.
Yeah.
And now that puts you in a great position to represent the people.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, so the question. Yes, I am new to politics. You're completely correct. But I've been in the city of Onkaparinga my entire life. I've been listening and involved in more low-key ways. So I've been supporting local businesses. Love getting a coffee after my walk around the Happy Valley Reservoir. Love walking my dog around the neighborhood. Meeting and greeting the locals.
Local events.
Yeah.
Passionate about local events. Yeah.
Love attending local events and getting involved in that way. And I think now I'm in a point in my life and I have my own, I'm more confident in my own voice and more confident in my ability to be in the, to be the voice and represent
and then,
the wider community.
And then I stand up and go, you're the voice trying to understand it, make a noise and make it. That's
look at this.
Make it real. Whoa. And you know, because you know how like with the presidential campaign, they'll have like a artist perform.
Mm-hmm.
You're
the artist. You're the halftime performance.
Correct. Yep. Facts.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Mm.
That is great. There I can't go. Wait.
I think we've got it in the bag, low key.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Do you know what? I think if you answer in the way that you have now, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, like I don't want to, I want to be genuine to who I am. Like I don't want to try to make it sound like I know everything. I know that I don't.
No.
But I am willing to find the answer and I will find the answer.
Yeah.
You want an answer? I'm your girl. I might not know the information now, but give me time and I will. Yeah. So facts.
And you've got some emergency statements up your sleeve. Like,
yep. Wait, let me whip some out. It's not about me. It's about what you want as a community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you raised that, and it's something that I'm looking forward to working with the rest of council to addressing.
Yeah. Dude, we should get into politics. We've been really good at this.
I think the position that I have is what the people in this room will come up with.
I'm not going to lie. We took that from Trump.
That was a great one, though. That is great.
Because if anyone bullshits his way through a political campaign, it's Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? A lot of his stuff is not usable. But no. That was.
Yeah, exactly. All about empowerment, local voice.
I'm actually excited for tomorrow. Imagine if people like you so much, like there's a whole stand. People are like,
imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
That's.
I feel like once that's done, then I'll be more relaxed. I feel like this is just like.
That's the hardest part.
This is the big bit, yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got to go to a local dawn service for Anzac Day. We've got to go to the community garden.
We should go to the Porties one because Nikki's brother and sister-in-law are going to that one.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then we have to, there's a community garden opening up. So we got to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
I did see there's lunch on the itinerary for that. So
perfect.
Snacks. Oh, like fucking say less. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love this era. It's only going to last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
And what a
and what a plot. What did you do? I ran for election.
I tried to save the community. What did you do?
Would you fucking nyash?
Yeah.
That's what you did. Same fucking ass. B bare fucking shit.
I'm out here carrying the city of Onkaparinga on my bare fucking back.
Truly.
While you're doing nothing but complaining. That's crazy. And if it all goes pear-shaped, you can always just throw one of the other candidates under the bus.
I'll be like, ask Simon.
Yeah, Simon has a lot to say. Simon, how do you feel
Simon
about this?
Simon has a few thoughts. But that's been my week, really. How have you been?
Vote one, Danica Brown. But,
okay, yeah, no, for real though. If you live in... Is it just Pimpala that votes? It would be,
I think
it?
It's just the Pimpala ward.
If you live in the Pimpala ward, so that's Woodcroft, Happy Valley, Ranella East, I think.
Flagstaff Hill.
Yeah. And if you get a ballot paper...
Vote one, Danica
in your
Brown.
Post in the first couple of weeks of May, vote one, Danica Rose Brown. Thank you.
Here.
Fucking here.
If you do that, I'll come to your house, every single person's house, and stand on your front door and sing The Voice by John Farnham to you.
Like, big fat forehead kiss to all who vote, to Facts. Be honest. That's my campaign.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk about dating for a second.
Mm.
So, I've deleted the app.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I have a theory on Tinder.
Yeah, let's have it.
Okay. So, I had Tinder for a hot minute. I'd swipe for like 2 minutes and I'd be like, this is the worst game in my life. And I'd give up, right?
I don't like this game.
Over the last 2 weeks before I deleted it today, or yesterday, whenever it was, I would get like, you've got a new match notification, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'd go and have a look. I could have sworn on my life I've never swiped
no,
on these people.
No, I get that too.
Oh, I think I'm not the only one.
I think it's like it must be like a paid feature where like if you've got it paid, you can like automatically match with people. It must be.
Okay, because my theory.
There's no way. The people that were matching me, I'm like, there's no way I would have swiped left for you. Right?
Right.
Swiped right. Yeah.
I was like, I was doing this and I'm like looking at their profile. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I remember the people that I swipe on.
Yeah.
Because I don't swipe on that many people. Mm. My theory was the app was randomly matching me with people who swiped on me to try and encourage me to come back and use the app because I wasn't using it. So
right.
they would just randomly be like, oh, we'll just match her with that person because right. she won't know because she never uses it.
Yeah.
To try and get me to use it because then I'd like talk to them or whatever. But jokes on you, Tinder, because I don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, jokes on you because that person is yucky.
Okay, so I'm glad I wasn't. That was all I had to say.
Okay,
about, like nothing else is happening.
No.
That was all I had to say. I think that's... Do we have any other life updates? Not really. We've been like... All right, everyone. We are well and truly in our... We're having fun inside era.
I can't afford to have fun outside. I'm getting to the point where I need to hunker the fuck down.
The outside world does not bring me joy.
No. Like, I've done it. We've done it. We've done a lot.
Oh, we did it.
We have done it all. I think it's time we enjoy the space that we pay for. I think we bring value for money to our residential premises.
We have fun at home.
There's so much fun to be had at home.
I am enjoying, out of the wazoo, my time in my house.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? My house is clean, just the fresh air.
Yeah.
I have a nice backyard that I can sit in the sun. My neighborhood's quiet. I'm loving just watching TV or playing video games. Like, just being in my own space. The second I go out into society, I'm miserable.
Yeah, like, we're planning to have a little shindig for Anzac Day.
I am excited for that, though.
Are you?
That's a bit different because we're just sat there watching the footy.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be okay. But, like, even last week how we were like, we're going to get loose. I'm kind of like...
I don't think we're gonna get loose.
I don't think I want to get loose anymore.
I think what's gonna happen is I'm gonna have a few drinks.
Yeah.
Get a little bit buzzed.
Yeah.
Go home, be asleep by 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolute goals.
When I say we're getting loose, it's literally a bottle of wine in bed by 5.
Yeah. Mood. I feel like we get real hyped up for an event like a week out, and then it actually comes, and we're like, oh, the mood's gone. The mood's gone. Like. It just, the timing is just a bit off. I'm feeling the same for Liv, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like drinks are going to be so expensive and it's going to be us standing for most of the day.
I think what I'm going to do is like just be on the softies and water most of the day, and I might have a couple of drinks around Fisher and that's it.
Yeah, same. Agreed. Agreed.
But I don't want to be hungover.
No.
Like, I like having a few drinks, so, like, I'm buzzed and I'm like,
wow. Yeah, I'm a fun,
But then I wake up completely fine the next day.
Agreed. Okay, cool. I'm so glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, the outside world, just, like, everything outside and, like, socialize. I have no social battery.
No.
I have social battery for about three people.
Yeah.
And everyone outside. I don't want to be spoken to.
Yeah.
I want.
Fucking
I want silence. I don't want to be spoken to. I don't want to small talk.
No.
All I want to do is do my little things that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And that's it. Let's move on.
You know what gives me joy? Like, New York Times puzzles. A cough cough. And just chilling.
Okay.
In silence.
This is my new perfect day. This is my winter perfect day. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Wake up.
Yeah.
And either go to Pilates or go for an SB walk.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Just a little one.
Yep.
Go get coffee.
Yep.
And sit in the sun.
Yeah.
And do our New York Times puzzles.
Yeah.
Right? I also did not get any of Connections today.
No.
We'll talk about that in a second.
No.
You're
the second person that has said that they got none. Which makes me feel better because my brain was absolutely.
I wanted to smash my head into a wall.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off.
So fair.
So I didn't get a Connections, but do like my puzzles.
Yep.
Go home, make lunch, have like a nice lunch, right? Maybe clean my house a little bit, put some washing on. And then I want to sit in my bed and I want to do one of my three favorite activities.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nap,
get
up, make myself dinner, play with Benji, hang out with Benji, whatever, asleep at 9 o'clock.
Unreal.
I want to do that every day on repeat.
Unreal.
Facts. The only time I am enjoying going to the pub for the footy.
Yeah.
But that I mean, because we don't have to, we just have to sit there.
Yeah. I like going out for like a meal. That's a fun time.
Yes.
Going to a restaurant, stunning.
Yeah.
Say less.
Same. Yeah.
I'm really liking going to different places at the moment, actually.
Yeah.
Trying new spots.
Yeah.
That's a fun time.
Yeah. But like socializing, it's too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Also, I
don't know if we mentioned this last week, but we really think that running just isn't for us anymore.
Yeah, look, I think that era is coming to an end. I still enjoy doing like treadmill running.
Yeah.
At the gym.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know, I'm just enjoying and I'm happy to keep doing that. Mm. Outside running, you won't fucking catch me doing
it. I'm the opposite. I like outdoor running, but I don't like the treadmill. If the treadmill had a TV, different story, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, I'm in two minds about it because, like, I'm really not getting joy from it at the moment. So, I'm like, why should I continue? But then I also want to continue because I've made progress since I've started and I don't want to lose that progress. So, but I think, like, long walks and hikes is where I want to be at for winter, autumn, winter.
We could just do that and then you might wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm going to go for a run.
Yeah,
like, true. Don't force it because then you absolutely hate it.
Yeah, so true.
But yeah, let's just do walk. I love, like, walking's fine.
Yeah.
We'll never have an issue with walking unless you make me walk like 15K, then I'll be really pissed off.
I want to do the Maiponga Reservoir.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I want to do that too. Beck went there yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Where was the invite?
That's so far away. Why'd you go?
Yeah. I mean, why not? It's a nice day. Sorry.
All right. It's footy time.
It's footy time. So, badge updates.
I don't have any badge updates.
I have so many for you. And you can't even whip your phone out. That's
but you
right.
can just show me.
Yeah, I'll show you. Okay. So, these are all Melbourne people, I'm pretty sure. And these are for the people playing at home. If you have any badge recommendation, badge boyfriend recommendations, send them on through.
We had two this week come through on Instagram. Willem Drew or someone like that. Look, we'll be real. He might be on the reserves. And Jack Steele. Jack Steele can definitely be a sub, like a high-end sub.
Yeah. Like a, is it called an interchange?
I don't know. But like.
I could be making that up. But okay. So, these recommendations come from our lovely bestie, Hannah.
Nice.
So, top of her list, one, Christian Petrarca. Petrarca?
That name.
I always struggle to say his last name. Petrarca?
Is he the one that cooks on TikTok?
Petrarca. Petrarca. Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Smash.
Beautiful boy. Mans that can cook.
I love his videos.
Yes. Yeah. And they're really good recipes. They're actually really they're a fun time.
Here, here.
Here, here. The yes. next one. Jack Viney.
Never heard of him in my life.
30 years old. 13th of April. Happy birthday, honeyboo. For a couple of weeks ago. Let me show you a photo.
A couple of weeks ago. It was literally a week ago.
Like, okay, I feel like he's better in person. I feel like that photo doesn't do him justice.
No, that's okay. He can be on the bench.
It's a fun time. Number three, Jake Lever.
Again,
now, he used to play for the Crows, I'm pretty sure. 28.
Okay.
Let me... Okay. Looks like a deer in headlights there. No, but that love. That's kind of a Libba vibe.
That's like Dom Dolla if you were squinting from far away.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Number four, Christian Salem.
I love Sabrina Witch.
Truly. Hang on. I'm putting Christian Sale full stop. I just came up with like Jesus pictures. That's not dull. Come on. Little baby cherub.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, God bless. And then Stephen May coming in hot at number five.
May, your month's coming up soon.
It's gonna be May. See, just awesome. Okay, yeah,
love. Fun These time. Are good picks.
They are good picks, aren't they?
Wow, Hannah and can be like then our official scout.
Kaiser Pickett. Adore. This man is beautiful. Hang on. I think he needs... Ah, he's so hot.
Is he going to be like...
Yeah. I think he's the winner.
You are now one of my elite employees.
Elite employees. Yeah, I think he's the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you
go. Great picks.
Really? Like, I was like, I need to watch more Melbourne games.
Dude, yeah.
God bless that team.
Damn, wow. Smash. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
No wonder they won a couple of years ago. So deserved.
I feel like we've almost got a full team now. Thanks, Hannah, yeah, yeah. for our fantasy league picks.
And truly, yeah, she delivered.
Man. Wow.
I was like... A whole new world.
But we're taking all the recommendations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I want to hear all of them. Mm-hmm. Because we can change them every week. Someone might piss us off.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might be injured, like Libba.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. I want to hear all of it.
Agreed.
On the football topic. So, a couple of weeks ago, Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson got done for...
Yes.
Calling another who was that like an
it was an Essendon
an
player.
Essendon player the yeah. F word homophobic Has it, sir
yeah we're assuming
no it was like in
oh they print. Said they said what it was yeah. okay
yeah
wow
be fucking and it got picked up on like the umpire mic or whatever I don't know how sport technology works but that happened right
was it in a game
yeah
really
yeah
I didn't know that
so then. He came out like the next day or a couple of days later with this apology, right, on TV. But it was a pretty like stock standard, definitely like the PR team wrote the apology kind of thing. And it was, the tone was very much, I'm sorry, like let's all just move on from it kind of thing. And then, like rightly so, a lot of people were pissed off. And then, but you'd kind of think that everyone, it was just done and dusted, right?
Yeah.
Well, then Jeremy shot himself in the foot by going on his wife Kelly's podcast, Shit Talkers, last week, during the week. And she has a segment where she'll ask the guests or ask people on the podcast, okay, what was your good, bad, and offensive for the week?
Yeah.
Right? And so he said, like, his good and his bad. And then he goes, my offensive was...
Can I pause you there for a second, say what his apology was?
Do you want to go on.
Okay. So when it first came out, he was like, I take full responsibility for what happened Friday night. The word I used is very unacceptable in the game of football. We need to stamp it out and I'm very remorseful. I knew straight away that it was not acceptable and I take full responsibility. I addressed it at the time and let everyone know what happened and it's now in the hands of the AFL to investigate. I'm continuing to reflect and improve myself, getting all the education I can to make myself better.
Stock standard PR.
Very, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Then He got a 3-week suspension.
Yeah.
As a result.
Yeah.
Then he went on his wife, Kelly's podcast, Shit Talkers, and for his offensive for the week, he said, it pissed me off that I got a 3-week suspension. That's it. That's tipped me over the edge. And then Kelly laughs and then he goes, we'll just leave it there at that. Right. Mm. So not only did he say that, but they left it in the podcast episode. Mm. The podcast episode went live.
Yeah.
And then the advertiser ran a story about it, talking, like, including those bits. And that's how we first heard about it. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, you can't be pissed off that you got a 3-week, like, you got off pretty lightly.
Yeah.
You can't come out and be like, my offensive was that I was suspended for 3 weeks because I did something wrong.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, a couple of hours later, the tires are wiped the story. Gone completely off their socials, off the website, everything like that. Keep in mind, Kelly is a columnist for the advertiser.
Yeah.
So my gut feel is that Kelly's contacted her people at the tires and has convinced them to take it down. She's removed that snippet out of the podcast and re-uploaded it. I saw, I think it was on Twitter, people were saying that they it was one of the comments on their Instagram. Someone had said, I was listening to the podcast and then all of a sudden it stopped working and now the episode's not there anymore. And the page, which would have been Kelly, responded being like, it should be working. Like, just try again. Like, not Shady. Even addressing it, right? Anyway, so I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's been wiped everywhere. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, how do you get away with that? Thankfully, God bless Twitter. Twitter was going off about it, right? Mm. And someone had grabbed the audio, published the audio.
Wild.
And then all the other mastheads, like The Age, all of them published the same story that the Tizer did essentially, but they kept theirs up. Mm. I think that Jeremy is a flog.
Yeah. So once they removed that bit from the podcast, and I think once they realized that people listened to the podcast before they were able to take it down and like edit it out, Jeremy Finlayson then released another statement.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. Yeah.
That must have put a part. And so the statement was, quote, "On reflection, I should have explained that I was bitterly disappointed that I said what I did during the game, and I'm bitterly disappointed that I put myself and the club in the position I did. That's what I'm most upset with. What I said on the field that night was totally unacceptable." Now, you said that you were pissed off at the 3-week suspension.
Under a segment called offensive.
And then you say, no. What I meant was is that I'm disappointed in myself and putting the club in the position that I put it in. If you're disappointed, I'm sorry. Use your fucking words. You're an adult. No. If you mean that, you would have said that.
I'm telling you now, and I would bet every fucking cent in my bank account, that he did not mean what he said in his statement. No. That's what his publicist has told him he meant.
100%.
Right? They have said, for you or the club's publicist has said, the only way to get out of this, right, and to cover your ass, is to say that you meant X, Y, and Z. Because it was kind of vague, you can kind of get away with it. And so that's what he's done and that's what he's run with, and it's a complete fucking lie.
But, like, what I don't get is that's such a far fucking reach to go from that context to what he actually said. Like, what would have been more believable is if he came around and was like, no, like, I should have said more context. What I meant was that I'm pissed that there's just such a difference in consequence between, like, similar situations. Yeah. Like how Tex said something a couple of years ago, I think it is now, and like a racial slur, and he got 6-7 week suspension. He got a fine and he had to do counseling for that as well.
Mm.
Whereas I'm only getting 3 weeks, whereas someone only gets a fine. Like, there's no consistency.
Yeah.
That I would have been like, okay, I can kind of get that.
Yeah.
But to say that, no, actually what I meant was that I'm disappointed in myself. No, you're fucking not. Be fucking for real.
Because you would have just said that.
Literally, if that is what you meant, that is what you would have said.
Because, like, if that's what you meant, right, how stupid do you have to be? Like, you're telling me he has no fucking awareness. This man is in the public eye. His entire family is in the public eye, right? Mm. And you have so little self-awareness that you're sitting on a podcast that you wouldn't think to be very specific and say, I'm disappointed in myself. Like, you get media training, right? This is not your first rodeo with public speaking. Like, you, what the hell?
And like yeah, I there's been TikToks on it, and like I posted one about it as well, and all the comments are being like, like he can say what he can say, like it's just a sledge, like stop taking it so seriously. I'm sorry, but you're a grown ass man. You don't need to put other people down to like have a sledge at someone.
But this is why the players and the league and society in general needs to take this shit so seriously. Like, I get on paper it doesn't seem like a big deal, right? But it is a big fucking deal, because at the end of the day, these same people that are like commenting on your TikTok and the same ones that are like, it's not a big deal, rah, 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 they're the first ones to harass a gay person.
Oh, 100%.
And like, whether you want to accept it or not, gay people still to this day put up with physical violence and like their safety is, what is it, like threatened.
Yeah.
Right. That's why we have to take it so fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Like, and for people not to wrap, like be able to wrap that around in their heads, like saying something like that in that context might not be that big of a deal on paper, but everything like it just escalates because it tells people like, if that's okay, then you can do this and you can do that. Like,
yeah, it's such a slippery slope.
Like, it just blows my mind that grown ass adults can't wrap their head around the fact that how you speak to people and how we allow others to speak to people really lays the foundation for how people treat each other broadly.
Yeah.
And then people like questioning why no one's ever come out in the AFL. And it's like, well, I fucking wonder why.
Yeah. Like, the standard you walk past is the standard you accept.
Yeah. Literally.
Like, if you're not fucking calling it out, then just say you're a homophobe, honestly. Like,
yeah, literally. And it's not just the AFL, like every sport, even the NBL, who, you know, seemingly tries to do a lot for like with
just like stop talking, please.
You've said enough. Like, you know, with Pride Round, they've had a player come out who's gay, Isaac Humphreys. But even then, like, the league still has issues with homophobia and things like that. So every sport has a lot of work to do with it. But bringing it back to Jeremy, like, on the topic of Jeremy, just, like, you're digging yourself a hole. Just know when to shut up.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you are genuinely not remorseful and you don't regret what you've said, just be silent.
Just
be silent.
Again, it blows my mind how little self-awareness him and Kelly have for two people who are in the public eye so much.
Yeah.
And I've said this to everyone as well. It just, I think what also pisses me off is they have benefited. Oh my God, I can't speak. They have benefited so heavily off of the public's empathy because of what Kelly's going through with cancer. Yet they're the first people to show no empathy for other people.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. You've built a whole entire brand off of people's empathy. Yeah.
And, like, don't get me wrong. What she's going through is absolutely horrible and all of that. Like, I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But, again, it's not that hard to be empathetic when you're asking the wider community to be empathetic for your situation as well.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
A lot of people are disregarding what Jeremy said and all of that because of what Kelly's going through. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you can go through something really terrible like cancer and still be a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they don't cancel each other out.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Agreed.
So, anyway, that's what I have to say
mm-hmm.
on that issue. More snark.
Let's go. While we're on here, while we're on the topic.
No, so as people probably know, like, we both like Brianna Chicken Fry.
People won't know that. I don't think anyone outside of us knows.
I thought we said that. But anyway, we like.
She's been brought up, but I don't think people genuinely know who she is.
Oh, well, fucking Google it, right? I just assume everyone knows everything. She's
the girlfriend of. I've forgotten Zach his name. Bryan. There we go.
But outside of being Zach Bryan's girlfriend,
she's also a podcaster.
Yeah, she's like, she got big on TikTok. She lives in New York. She's from Boston. She got big like during college for being like that, like really loud party girl kind of thing. So she built like this party brand, got picked up by Barstool, started doing a podcast, Plan Bree. She does another one, BFFs, with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards. And like her whole brand, she would go on tours to colleges and just throw parties, like by Barstool.
I don't know how people do more than one podcast.
Well, it's her whole job. She just does three episodes a week, two for BFFs and one for Plan Bree with Grace. Imagine only having to go to work three times a week.
Yeah, that's a fun time.
So I am a big Reddit fan.
Yeah, I love Reddit.
Love reading things, right?
Yeah.
You got to take – Reddit's a bit like Twitter, where you got to take everything with a pinch of salt. And I recently discovered – snark pages or snark threads, right?
So I'm gonna have a snark page for when I start campaigning. People are gonna have something to say. Yeah, 100%.
I won't lie, I do check the Adelaide thread just in case. So a snark thread will be where people will create one for either an influencer or a group. So there's like LA influencers snark, or there's a Brianna chicken fry snark. Anyway, I follow heaps of them, right? And it's not because I don't like these people or because I have anything bad to say. I'm just nosy. I just want to see what the fuck people have to say. Anyway, so I was looking at the Brianna one this week, and she earlier this week posted a couple of videos saying like, let's get silly, right? Because it's coming into summer over there. So she's like, let's get silly. Like, that's their whole thing, her and Grace at the moment, about like going out drinking and stuff. And then she announced that she was going to do, like, she had new merch, and it was just like a plain hoodie. And it said, let's get silly on the front in the middle, right? Now, I've seen two variations of it. The first one is just like a plain font, let's get silly, and then the second one, it looks like it's more evolved, like the letters are all different colors, so it's like a bit rainbowy, and then it's a different font. And you know how with our logo font the letters are kind of a bit jumbled, right? It's kind of like that, but it's a different font.
Okay,
and
let me see if I can find I need a visual.
Rather, the first one was get silly, now it's let's get silly, right? Yep. Or let us get silly or something like that. So people on her snark thread on Reddit were ripping into her because there's a brand, like a merch brand called Let's Get Silly Co. And the founder of it, the whole premise of it was that there was this person and their friends who were really into like BMX riding, like extreme sports and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they would always say to each other like, get silly, right? And then like fuck around kind of thing. Anyway, this person had an accident and became a paraplegic. And so they turned get silly into like, it still kind of has a similar meaning, but then they turned that into a merch line, and the whole premise of it is like off of their personal story, right? So it has deep meaning to it. And people were posting that brand's get silly like hoodies and Brianna's, and they look very similar, particularly like the very first iteration of hers where it just said get silly, and then these ones where it only said get silly, like same font, everything kind of thing, right?
You're right.
The newer ones of Brianna where like the letters kind of like jumble up a little bit, the get silly, like the original brand, those ones kind of like, it's so the font, the look of it, like imagine Times New Roman, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what Get Silly have gone with, but the letters are jumbled, so that, and that's what Brown is doing with the revised ones. But with the revised ones, but it's like a different font, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, everyone's ripping into her being like, she's copied this person's merch. Like, she can never come up with her own merch ideas, because apparently there's been other instances where she's like stolen merch ideas, right? Which I haven't seen, so I can't comment on.
Yeah.
So I had a look. I personally think, I think there's always the possibility, right?
I feel like with something that is such like a popular phrase, like, let's get silly.
Yeah.
There's not, like, it's hard to not have similarities in design.
Well, I mean, it's not trademarked, and I don't think you could even trademark it if you wanted to. This is what I think happened, right? Brie started saying it.
Yeah.
And she was like, this would be good merch, right?
Yeah.
And then she would have probably mocked up the first design quickly and then shown it to all her followers or whatever. And then she sent it to Barstool, being like, the people are actually interested in it. Let's turn this into merch. And then the Barstool designers, graphic design team, would have turned into the iteration that it is now, right? And that's what's happened, right? I actually don't think they were aware of the other brand, right? Because Get Silly is so broad, why... like, I just don't know if you'd have that thought of sitting there and going, let me just check if it's... Because, like, a million brands have probably used it, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But people are ripping into her on Reddit, being like, she's stolen this. Like, she's stealing from, like, you know, because people are like, oh, my God, this person's a paraplegic and how dare she, like, steal their merch designs. I don't know. Like I said, there's the potential that she has. I just don't think she has. I don't think that's the thought process. I think it's literally...
I don't think she would have looked that deep into it, to be honest.
No. And, like, the whole, like, letters being jumbled kind of thing. I think that's just a natural design thought process.
It's fun. Well, it's a little bit of fun.
Like, yeah.
It's a little silly, some may say.
I don't think it's that deep, but... Yeah. Yeah. That's that. There's these snark threads are insane. Like, the things that people...
People read too much into things. Like, it's really not that serious.
But also, like, a lot of what people are saying in these snark threads is appearance-based.
People love to hate on other people. People get the fuck off it.
I get it if it's, like, something genuine.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, a lot of what's in Brianna's snark thread is all appearance-based. Yeah. Alex Earls is all about her appearance. Right? Oh, she looks like she's 30. Yeah. Also, looking 30 isn't a bad thing, motherfuckers.
Yeah. On my TikTok about Jeremy Finlayson, you know what cut me real deep? Someone was like, okay, Chubster, calm down. It's not that serious. I was like, Chubster.
Oh, my God. God. People say the most
That fucking cut me deep.
Dude, people say the most like, people will always go for the appearance thing. I remember when I had my video game streaming era, and people would comment saying that I looked like that girl from The Last of Us, but that was not a compliment, I'll tell you that much.
I just, like, call me fat all you want, that's fine, but call me chubby.
God. Chubby is something you'd call a toddler.
Chubby is just like, I don't know. It just hurts, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, like, yeah.
And someone else was like, oh, what did they say? Like, oh, I can't. I'm shocked that you didn't go to the fridge halfway through this yap. And I was like, bro, me too. You know, I probably fucking should have.
Like, it's just such a dumb thing to comment.
But, like, I just don't get it. Like,
but if we want to talk about appearances, you look on the profiles of all these people that comment this shit, if they even have a profile, and they're the most ugly fucking, like, bin monsters you'll ever see in your life.
I'm telling you right now, there is not a single hot person that has ever called me fat. No. Is that a coincidence? Absolutely not.
No.
Like, sorry.
Unless Harry Styles comes up to me and calls me fat, I'm not fazed.
I'm not believing it.
No.
Sorry.
I'm skinny until Pedro Pascal literally grabs my fat around my belly and jiggles it.
Yeah. Like, I think y'all are lying. Thoughts and prayers with you.
I can't see it because I don't look at myself, so.
None of my business what I look like. As long as I don't look down, I'm a size 8.
And, like, I just think it says a lot about someone's intelligence when they go for the appearance and not on the actual content that you're talking about.
Literally, like, no comment that I had on that video was there was some. But yeah, 100% what you said. Like, if that's the thing that if that's the insult that you're going with, it's 2024. Let's try to be a little bit more creative.
Yeah. I also thought that was a funny TikTok.
I thought it was great.
Like, for what you could have said about Jeremy,
people were like, shut up. Light. I'm like, no.
All you said was that it didn't make sense, his statement. Yeah. Because it didn't.
Oh, my days. Anyway, yeah, people are fucking losers at the end of the day.
Speaking about public hate, what a great segue.
Thank you.
To dive into Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay.
So, first point that I want to make is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce both went to weekend one of Coachella, right? Yep. Now, the Travis Kelce, oh my God, I have a speech impediment this week, guys. The Travis Kelce era of Taylor Swift is my favorite. Like, this is the one where I'm like really getting into her as a person.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, she just seems more carefree.
Yeah.
More fun. She's in the public eye more.
Yeah.
And I get she went through a whole thing, like, at the same time that she was with Joe Alwyn. But, like, I don't know. This, I'm just all about it. Those two had the most fun at Coachella. They were having the best time. They're, like, moshing and, like, dancing. Fun. She was wearing the hat for his podcast. And, like, it was just, oh, I'm obsessed with these two. Which then leads into the fact that she has released not one, but two whole fucking albums this week. That's wild. Literally nuts. I was listening to the first one and then I kept seeing reference to another one and I was like, hang on a second. A whole additional 15 songs. She released 31 songs.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Girl is booked and busy.
So her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, which came out, and then the second variation of it, everyone was adamant. This is the album about the Joe Alwyn era, right? And everyone was like, Joe better fucking watch his back. Like, she's coming for him. I reckon there's like two songs about Joe on this album.
Like, is she ever going to release a Joe album?
I don't know.
She just has no thoughts about it.
I feel like she said
what she said or she needs to already.
What she had to say.
Yeah, right.
And so rather than it being about Joe and there's like two songs about Travis, the whole album's about Maddie Healy of all people.
Which is so bizarre because I feel like they dated for 2 seconds.
Well, do I have news for you?
Yeah, give it to me.
Turns out, from what I've learned over the last 24 hours, they had a fling like 10 years ago.
Ah.
Right? And they've been somehow connected to one another for the last 10 years.
Ah.
And so now people were and I don't even know if this is 100% accurate. I'm just reading all the information that the Swifties are putting out there and piecing it together, right? So they first start, I think they maybe hooked up like 10 years ago or whatever, right?
Wow.
Or like were at least hanging out as friends, right? Yeah. Never really went anywhere. She then gets into a relationship with Joe Alwyn, right? And then they got together when Taylor Swift was like at her lowest point, right? The whole Kanye stuff had happened. The public just fucking hated her. So there was all that. And then towards the tail end of their relationship, she wanted to get married, but Joe allegedly was really struggling with really bad depression, right? And so she felt like the relationship wasn't moving anywhere. So people are saying that she broke up with Joe because he was so depressed and like it wasn't going anywhere, that kind of thing. And she knew that he would never leave her. And she was starting to be like, well, like I wonder if anything would ever happen with Maddie. Like she was apparently obsessed with Maddie. And so she broke up with Joe, started hooking up with Maddie Healy. And so one of her songs, Fresh Out the Slammer, is apparently about her, like, as soon as she gets, like, breaks up with Joe, she, like, calls Maddie and is like, you're my first call, getting fresh out of the slammer kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
And so they have, like, a whirlwind romance for 2 months and then he ends up ghosting her.
But
how crazy is that?
Classic man.
I can't believe this skinny little white boy deserves 2 whole albums.
That's insane. Yeah, but, right.
Like, the songs that people are saying are about Maddie Healy Fortnite, fresh out of the slammer, but daddy, I love him. So that one is apparently clapping back at fans for judging her romance with him, because when
right.
it came out that they were dating, people were like, what the fuck? Yeah. That's so weird. Down Bad. So that one's also about the public's opinion of Maddie Healy. Because in it, she's like, she says something like, and when I, like, people's fate, like, people's reactions when I say that's my man, like, it's yeah. like a whole thing. And then I can fix him, and then in brackets, no, I really can, because Mood. The 1975 had a lot of songs where it would be like, blah, 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 and then in brackets. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. That one's about him ghosting on her, apparently. The lyrics were like, in public showed me off, then sank in stoned oblivion, because once your queen had come, you treat her like an ulcer. You didn't measure up in any measure of a man. You said normal girls were boring, but you were gone by morning. Like, totally rips into him.
Went for his fucking right? throat. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like, 1 minute the songs are like, oh, my God.
Obsessed.
I love this man. Like, there's one line where in one of the songs where it's like, said you wouldn't leave me, or said if I ever leave, you'll kill yourself. But I said that to Jack about you. Being like, she said the same thing about Maddie Healy to Jack Antonoff.
Right.
And then the next song is like, fuck his man.
You're a piece of shit. Yeah.
I just can't believe that Joe got off so lightly.
Yeah.
And then Maddie Healy got rinsed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, like, from what you've said, Joe didn't really, like, they just didn't align.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is, whereas Maddie Healy just ghosted, which is 10 times worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It's also funny to think that Maddie Healy ghosted Tess.
Yeah. Like, who do you think you are? That's just so funny. That's so jarring. I tried listening to this album. I thought this album was going to be the one that was going to make me a Swiftie. And I just don't think I am one. I'm sorry. I really wanted to like this album, but I'm afraid that the whole folk thing, maybe it's, I need to listen to it a little bit more. Am I going to? Probably not.
I think there's a couple of, like, there will be a couple of songs that I'll end up really liking. Yeah. Like, I like Down Bad.
Yeah.
And Daddy, I Love Him. But it's, like, I like some of the lyrics to the music. It's just the music itself.
Yeah, like, I can understand why Swifties are Swifties. Like, I totally get it. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just not my jam.
It's also, it's really easy to get sucked into it because, you know, she's such a high-profile person with high-profile relationships, right? And she's, because she is a very good storyteller, right? And she's giving you a behind the scenes look at these relationships in the form of her song. So it's easy because you're like, oh my God, I want the goss. I'm lazy, right? I get it. And I think she can be a really good songwriter. Like, I love All Too Well, right? And I'm sure there'll be a couple of songs on here that in 6 months time, I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. It just takes me a minute. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, there's just way better songwriters out there. And so, like, if you take Noah Kahan, for example, because I was listening to Taylor Swift, because I was really trying to, like, have a critical lens on it, right? And some of her lyrics, I've noticed, like, the way that she opens a lot of songs, it's very basic. It's very, like, put my jacket on, went for a walk down the street, like, very literal lyrics, yeah. right? Whereas what I like, what sucks me into a musician is, and I'm only using Noah Kahan as an experience because I was, like, listening to him afterwards, is, like, he's very similar in sense storytelling, right? Think of, like, Stick Season. Or,
I love a play on words.
Right? Yeah. Very good at a play on words. I think when the lyrics are too literal, and that Taylor Swift's can be,
yeah,
it just feels cheesy and cringy to me.
Yeah.
And then some of her songs, she went in the complete opposite direction where she was overcooking it.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a big fan on, like, simple language is better than trying to overcomplicate things. So, yeah, and I don't know. It's just not, it's not my favorite sound of hers. I was hoping for more All Too Well. I just love All Too Well.
All Too Well. On repeat. On repeat.
So, but everyone really, I mean, all her fans love it. So.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's a bad album. It's just...
just not for us.
Yeah. 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 But I can get why people love it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
She just hooks you in with this, like, with the goss. I want the goss.
Yeah.
I want all of it.
I'm a nosy bitch, so of course I'm going to listen.
Right.
At least once.
I will say one thing that I do really like about this album, which again I think probably will make more people like her this time around, is like, and it's so silly, but like she swears in this album more. Yeah. And like she, in one of her songs, she makes a joke about I'm pregnant with his kid. Ha, like, imagine the look on all your faces, like takes the
piss. Yeah.
And like really rips into people who really judge her and her life, which I actually really deserved. Liked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that she, this album is a bit of a fuck you to the general public and even fans. And I like that. I like a girl with attitude. I like a girl with sass.
Stomp on necks. Absolutely.
And I really like that about her.
Stand on business.
So regardless of what I think about the album, I like the storytelling and I like the confidence and I like the fuck you to everyone who...
we can respect the vision.
Correct. I can respect what she's putting down.
Which is what I'm asking for the city of Pimpala.
My last point of the day, Fallout.
Yep.
So we were talking about last week how we started watching the Fallout TV show. I finished it. I'm not going to like give any spoilers because I know you haven't finished it.
Okay.
Love it. Stand by my 10 out of 10.
Really? Wow.
Thought on it. They did the show so well. The casting was impeccable.
Yeah.
I think it was a great storyline. Like,
I love the girl. She's hot as fuck.
She's in Yellow Jacket.
She's stunning. Ah, that's where I've seen her. Yeah. I thought she had a familiar face.
I love the casting. It's got the right amount of humor throughout it. It's, they've really done a good job for people who loved the games, but I think they've also made it appealing to people, like, you don't have to have played the games to really enjoy it. And they've done such a good job at setting it up for another season.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be big.
I hope it gets renewed.
Yeah, they're doing a second season.
Oh, they are? Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Good for them.
I think it's phenomenal. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what TV needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love.
This is really, that's what I feel like kicked off our Let's Vibe at Home mood.
Well, yeah, because now you've downloaded it. I've started playing it again.
We've downloaded Fallout 4, guys.
I spent 2 hours.
It's $6 on the PlayStation Store for anyone playing at home.
I spent 2 hours because I forgot in the game that you can, like, build things.
That's right? Fun.
So I spent 2 hours today. The first town that you go to is Sanctuary. That's where, like, your home was, kind of thing. And that's like the first settlement that you come across. I spent 2 hours clearing all the scrap and all the items in it so I could get like materials, and I've built like a whole compound.
I love that.
Yeah, I've got like a two-story spot. I haven't unlocked like building shops yet, but I've got a whole area where my shops are going to be.
Fun.
Yeah, and then if you're a citizen, you can go through.
And self-sustaining, like, queen.
Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Wow.
And then I died from a scorpion, so.
Yeah, mood. I need to play.
That's my plan tonight, is to just play.
Yeah, vibes.
So, yeah. That's it, everyone.
That's us.
Just vote one.
Vote one is the take-home message from today. Vote one. Send boyfriend badge updates if you have any.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Any...
and just don't comment on anyone's fucking appearance.
Yeah, don't be a tool.
Don't be a dick.
And any TV recommendations, we've started watching Heartbreak High Season 2, but we haven't finished it yet.
That review's coming soon. If you have anything you would like us to review.
We want to watch, what's that one I was talking about this morning? Shoot It Through,
Baby Reindeer.
I want to watch that. That'll, so hopefully we'll have one.
Baby Reindeer and Heartbreak High will be in next week's episode.
Yeah.
Hold us to that.
Actually don't, because we will not.
No, hold us to it. Accountability and transparency, we are big on.
Hear, hear.
For the next 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, that's it, everyone.
Love you, bye.
Bye.